All right, welcome to another emergency update here. This is Mike Adams with an update about the vaccine, the lockdowns, the medical police state. And if you want to know where America is headed, there are two countries that you need to look at right now because they're really forecasting what's going to happen here in America. Those two countries are Israel and Australia. Now, Israel first, what we can learn from Israel, there they have an 80% vaccination rate. They're totally freaking out because they're having record new cases, whatever that means, because the PCR tests are fraudulent, but record new cases, record hospitalizations, and it's happening largely among the vaccinated. And the prime minister there, and I think, is his name Bennett? The prime minister, whatever his name is, he's totally flipping out and now telling people that you're all going to have to take the third booster shot. And if you ask why, he literally says because people who took the first two shots are walking around with the false impression that they're immunized. So pay attention. If you obediently took the vaccines in Israel and you did what you were told and you were a good little Israel person, Israelite, I guess is the right term, and you signed up and took the vaccine and took both doses, you are now being called delusional by the prime minister of Israel, who says, no, you're walking around in a delusional state thinking that you're immune. Well, that's what was promised. That was the claim. Remember how soon people forget? Remember the claim? If you take the vaccine, then you're going to be immune. Even though it was a lie from day one, it was a total lie. The vaccine does not stop transmission, does not stop infections at all. Openly admitted now by the CDC and all the health experts openly admit that. They say all it does is reduces symptoms in people who were infected. So the lies started on day one and they have never let up. But now you're being told in Israel that basically the first two vaccines you took are worthless because of the Delta variant, which has no test, no diagnosis in existence. You can't go get tested for the Delta variant. It's all made up. It exists in silico. It's a digital library. It's nothing that can be tested in the real world. So they're making it up. Really, what's probably happening is everybody's getting sick from the vaccine spike protein and the shedding of the spike protein. These are toxic particles making people sick. And so they make up an excuse. Oh, it's the Delta variant. Or they blame the unvaccinated, which is hard to do in Israel because 4 out of 5 people are vaccinated. So how are you going to blame the unvaccinated? Right? Especially when they can't travel or eat at a restaurant or get on a bus or do anything. How are you going to blame them? So in Israel, they're now saying, well, you got to take this new booster shot. This is the one that's going to work. Yeah, trust us. The same people that lied to you the first time. So how much you want to bet you take the third booster shot, and if you survive that, because they'll probably amp it up with more spike protein, if you survive that, 6 months later, what are they going to tell you? Well, not hard to figure this out. Oh, the third booster shot is now worthless. And we don't want delusional people walking around who took 3 shots thinking that they might be protected. So now you all have to take a 4th shot. You dumb MFers. They should probably add to that. Yeah, all you people took 3 shots. Now you got to take 4. And then you know how this goes. 6 months later, anybody who's still alive, oh, you got to take a 5th. And then another 6 months, oh, you got to take a 6th. You know, until you're either dead or turned into a vegetable from all the brain damage. And this is what they want. Why are people dumb enough to go along with this? It's just beyond me that anybody could be stupid enough to think that repeated injections with a biological weapon that attacks the brain and the vascular system is somehow going to make them safe from a virus that doesn't exist. A made-up pandemic. It's unbelievable. Now then Australia comes into play. In Australia, now remember, in Israel, they can't figure out why their draconian lockdowns aren't working. They just can't figure it out. We did everything. We made them wear masks. We made them have lockdowns. We social distanced. We pushed vaccines on them. And still the infections are rising. What's gone wrong? They can't figure it out. In Australia, they don't even care what's gone wrong. in Australia, their attitude among the leaders there, who are just corrupt criminals, who should all be indicted, frankly, is just, we don't care if it works or not. Let's just punish everybody for being Australian. Let's just lock everybody down, make you a prisoner in your own home. Let's just return Australia to its origins as a prison colony. Yeah, your ancestors were prisoners and you can be too. Welcome to the new prison colony. They're just going to lock everybody down, no travel, even limiting you to 1 hour a day of exercise. Limiting you to groups of two people. That's not a group. Two people. You have to register with the government to leave your home if you're providing compassionate care for a family member. You have to have a vaccine permission passport to leave your own home. This is the template for what they want to do everywhere. And they're trying to see how much pushback they get from the people of Australia. Now, they're getting quite a bit of pushback from certain groups, which is great, because the Australian people, they've largely said no to the vaccine. They don't want to be damaged and killed by this toxic spike protein. But the Australians who are more liberal and left-leaning, you know, based on the U.S. political spectrum, the Labour Party liberals, I would say, oh, I guess they're just called Labour Party in Australia. Their political system's different from the U.S. system. But they are the ones who were obedient and took the vaccines, and they want to play God with everybody, and they want to have draconian lockdowns, and they want to tell you how to live your life, you know, just like Democrats in America, you know, the neighborhood Nazis. And that exists in Australia as well. So I've been shocked at how many people in Australia have been willing to go along with this. And they think, this is what's amazing, they think that if they just comply a little more, that they're going to get their freedom back. That's right. You hear them say this. Well, if you just take the vaccine, then things are going to return to normal. No, they're not. It's never going to return to normal, because that's not the goal here. The goal is extermination. They're trying to exterminate you. And if you comply, you're just going to get injected with more bioweapons. You're just going to be exterminated that much faster. If you want to live in Australia or America or Canada or France or Germany or the UK, anywhere around the world, if you want to live, you've got to stand up and say no to the tyrants. You got to say no in New Zealand. You got to say no in Taiwan, everywhere. You got to say no to the death shots. No to the pharmaceutical killers. You got to say no to your own government's health so-called authorities who are in on this depopulation agenda. You've got to stand up and say, no, you're not going to poison my body with your toxic, deadly experimental shot. And by the way, I just did another podcast on this. In the U.S., everybody thinks that the Pfizer vaccine was approved by the FDA. It was not. This is now confirmed. They approved a different vaccine that's not even being manufactured. It's called Comirnaty, and it's made by BioNTech. The Pfizer vaccine has merely had its emergency authorization extended. It's still an experimental vaccine. Pfizer has not been approved. So anybody telling you in America that, oh, you should get the vaccine, the FDA has approved it now, it's a lie. It has not been approved. It's all gaslighting. The media is falsely reporting on that. They're claiming it's been approved. It hasn't. The FDA, it's right in their letter. It has not been approved. It's just emergency use authorization. And the reason they need that in place for the vaccine that you're actually getting jabbed with is because under emergency use authorization, Pfizer has no legal liability for all the deaths, you see? So think about it. They granted approval to the vaccine that's not available and then granted extended emergency use and legal protection to the Pfizer vaccine that is available. And then the media goes out and lies to everybody and says the vaccine's been approved. It hasn't. It's just incredible. The depth of the fraud here, but believe me, what they're doing in Australia, they want to bring that to America. They want the roadside checkpoints. They want the lockdowns. They want the prison camp mindset in America. And what they're doing in Israel, they want to do to America as well. So even if they get you to 80% vaccine compliance, or even 90% or 95%, it's never enough. It will never end, because the vaccines are what's making people sick. So they have the perfect bioweapons scam. The so-called treatments that they inject you with, the so-called vaccine, perpetuates the pandemic. And with a complicit lying media, they can forever claim that everybody needs more vaccines until you're dead. And that's the point. That's the goal. So spread the word about this. It's time for humanity to wake up and say no to these criminals and tyrants. And you can hear more of my podcasts and interviews with top experts around the world on my channel at brightian.com. My channel is HR Report. Or you can watch my show and shows of dozens of other hosts on our new platform, brightian.tv. And it's free. You just go to brightian.tv, you hit play, and you can watch all day all the original shows. Amazing bombshell information, 5 days a week, 9 a.m. Eastern to, I think, 10 p.m. Eastern. So check it out. Get informed. Get the facts here. Protect yourself. They are trying to mass murder humanity. They're going to mass murder, I suspect, about 1 billion people, maybe 2 billion. I don't think they're going to kill 7 billion, but that's their goal. But you can make sure they don't kill you. Just say no to the toxic spike protein bioweapons injection that's disguised as an experimental vaccine. Just say no. You can say no to it. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brightian.com.